This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating three missing teenagers who could be traveling together in a 2003 silver Kia sedan with a dent near the rear left wheel well. 16-year-old Brianna Kelly, along with 16-year-old Braden Teague and 15-year-old Cody Dickinson are missing. Anyone with information as to their whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. Anonymity will be maintained if requested. Congressman Jared Huffman will host the third of four meetings to gather public feedback regarding the designation of local federal forest lands as federal wilderness areas, as well as designate stretches of the Trinity and Mad Rivers as wild and scenic. The meeting will be held at Trinity High School in Weaverville tonight at 5:30. The final meeting will be in Ukiah at the end of the month. Huffman expects to introduce his bill in the coming weeks. The Rotary Club of Eureka has donated $2,000 to the Betty Kwan Chin Foundation to help Betty replace items stolen during two recent break-ins at a storage facility in downtown Eureka. In January, the Rotary Club of Eureka donated $10,000 to the Chin Center to support her social work in the community. The search for a man wanted in connection with a fatal hit-and-run collision near Laytonville on Sunday is over. 33-year-old Bonifacio Gomez turned himself into the CHP office in Ukiah at noon yesterday, and following a medical checkup was booked into Mendocino County Jail. The Mendocino County District Attorney's Office is working in conjunction with the CHP on the investigation. No charges have been announced. Gomez is suspected of being the driver of a vehicle in a collision that killed 53-year-old Concord resident Lorna Ballard. On Monday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to the Trinity River on a report of a swimmer in distress. 64-year-old Stanley Capoman, who was visiting family in Hoopa, was swimming near the Red Rock Hostler Field area when he started pleading for help as he was being carried downstream. A search of the area turned up Capoman's body several hundred yards downstream, and the cause of death appears to be accidental drowning. The Southern Humboldt Technical Rescue Team, along with personnel from the Sheriff's Office, CAL FIRE, and BLM, attempted to stage the rescue of a juvenile girl who had been bitten by a rattlesnake while hiking the Lost Coast Trail on Monday afternoon. Poor weather and poor communications hampered efforts, and the injured girl was able to walk to a roadway under her own power and then get a ride to the hospital. She was treated for a dry snake bite in which no venom was released, and she's expected to fully recover. If you purchased solar eclipse glasses from the booklegger in downtown Eureka so that you can view the eclipse next week, you should immediately return them for a full refund. The glasses, purchased from Amazon, were not certified to be safely used for the eclipse, and booklegger will provide a full refund. The remaining stock of glasses has been pulled from the shelves. And that's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.